This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, dreams, chicks, voice, doctors, and Olympics are coming up right after this.
Baby, I'm gonna have to give you up for Lent. You took all my credit cards. My money's been spent. You took out my Mercedes and brought it home with a dent. Baby, I'm gonna have to give you up for Lent. You said you were bored. I said, hey, why not take a judo? You busted my collarbone, then you called me a puto. I thought you were intellectual, but you were just pseudo. I'm gonna send you to Acapulco to go on and cook up some menudo.
Orale!
Baby, I'm gonna have to give you up for Lent.
Except for you, Christy.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Mr. Krabby, Tom Griswold.
Now, Krabby, I'm in a great mood.
You are?
I am
everybody
too.
Wanna be, what do you want to be right now?
I had a dream last night that I couldn't remember the name of a band who did a particular song. And I woke up and I went, who was that band? Took a shower, was getting dressed, and it hit me. And I was so very, isn't that nice?
Basically,
what band
you don't,
was it?
The song Wild Wild West from the late 80s.
Sure.
The band, does anybody remember?
It was Will Smith, right?
So, No. Not the Will Smith.
I got you. I know what you mean.
Wild West.
Go West?
Wild West. I remember this song.
Billy and the Banana Boys?
Wow. Oh, close.
Okay.
The Escape Club.
Yes.
Never heard of them.
Oh, isn't it so pleasing when you your brain does it? You don't have to look it up?
Wow. Mm-hmm. My dream was much different. It was about one of those elongated buses going through a tunnel.
Mm. Oh.
Sometimes
really?
It's
really long. Got to the end and there was a volcano erupting. I thought you'd have that dream again where all of us are like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix when the evil agent takes his mouth away and he can't talk.
Oh.
And you're the only one that can talk and you're leading us into the next century.
No.
And we're all going,
no, that's not my dream.
Christine, do you ever have the sexy dreams?
Of course I have the sexy dreams. Why wouldn't I?
Well, what are they like?
Sexy.
Well, that's actionable.
A lot of women say when they have sexy dreams, the guy is kind of faceless. He's not really anyone
Right.
Huh.
That's true.
Is that tends to be the case?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. It's interesting. Hey, you ever have the sexy dreams?
Very rarely.
Really? Mm-hmm. What do you dream about mostly? Coupons?
I have like bad radio dreams where something doesn't work.
High anxiety dreams, yeah.
Well, but those wouldn't be anxiety for you because whatever happens is not your fault.
Yes.
I used to have the classic anxiety dream. One of them was the radio dream where you get to the next element, you don't have any no records,
nothing.
There's no tapes, there's
nowhere
no
to
CDs,
go.
There's no computer. But I had the classic student dream
You're sitting in a classroom. It's the final exam. You have attended none of the classes, read none of the books.
Yeah.
And here comes.
And you need this class to graduate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I occasionally still have that sort of
thing. Yeah.
Do you have sexy dreams? No. I can't imagine.
No, I think I'm not sure what it means. As I said, I had one of those. It was one of those double length buses going through a very long tunnel.
No.
Not the joke answer.
And then, at the end of the tunnel, there was a woman with huge breasts screaming out my name.
You're not going to get deeper, better.
Deeper.
Yeah, you're not going to get
if you're not going to participate in therapy. You're not going to get
Pat,
any better.
Do you have the? Even though you've been doing comedy for years, what was the last time you acted in a play?
Oh, a long time ago, but I have the dream where I don't know the
nightmare?
Words. Yes.
Yeah.
Shakespearean play.
Yeah.
Well, go ye.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm saying.
Yes. You just tried to wing it.
How are ye?
Line. Will he have any interesting dreams at all?
Not really. I have the high school football dream where I have to go and I don't know my locker combination.
I used to have that dream all the time.
And I'm playing on the team, but I haven't been to all the practices, but everybody knows me, but I don't know them.
Weird, isn't it?
I have one dream, and it's just an English class that I've never been to, a professor I've never had, but it's this recurring place that I go to in this dream for a class that I'm not ready for that I need to know to graduate.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's just such a standard.
Mm-hmm.
So is the logic there that your brain is telling you, look, you can get through this?
Or something's stressing you out? I'm not too sure. I haven't looked into the...
I'm not sure what it means.
Maybe it's easier. Maybe it's like, hey, maybe you actually have to read Camus this time. Maybe actually crack open The Stranger, you moron.
You moron. The subconscious is very mean.
I dream, therefore I am. How about that?
Christy, you ever have the one where you've got a foot-long hot dog with only a regular-sized bun?
Yeah. It feels real good, but it also kind of
rips that bun apart.
I like those really big buns. How about the big bun, John? Big bun.
Oh.
You like big buns?
Cannot lie.
This is from Susie. The email starts, Chick, we were looking through Vudu last night. Evidently, that's a television service.
Oh, yeah, V-U-D-U, right?
V-U-D-U.
Oh, I thought they were just cracking into a bit of Vudu.
No, and Vudu works, by the way.
And you know it's pronounced Vudu?
Vudu. 22 Vudu. Last night on Vudu, we swore we heard your voice, Chick, on a trailer for a movie. Does Space Babes from Outer Space ring a bell?
Oh, boy.
Josh!
That would be Chick McGee's voice.
I don't think I was ever compensated for that. I believe I have a suit pending.
Yeah.
So this is the movie that you made?
No, I did not make it, but I was in it. Yes, I had a role in that.
And Chick did the voiceover? Chick's
he did the voiceover for a trailer, yeah.
Where is it available? Is it on Vudu?
Vudu, yeah.
Vudu, evidently it's on Vudu. You can watch it on VUDU, Vudu.
And your thoughts about the movie?
Oh, it's a trip. Remember it won an Anatomy Award one year
that's
from
right.
Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin. Oh,
for having the most boobs in one shot.
Look at this. I see a picture of some boobs, and then I see a picture of my buddy, Josh. I got to tell you, Josh, I like you a lot. Don't like seeing you next to boobs. I want boobs to be their own thing.
We are in through the outdoor. Josh is in porn.
I was. It's not porn. It's a comedy.
Well,
and,
there's boobs.
And the director felt that as the auteur, to get the comic nuances, we need lots of naked breasts. Female breasts, of course.
Space babes from outer space.
I play the patriarch of a sort of gross family. Yes, who's harboring one of the... aliens or something.
Yeah, I see.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
We have to grab a little bit of sporting news.
Do we really?
We don't have to.
Actually, let's check in.
I have a couple letters here, if you'd like.
If we listen closely.
Obviously, we all dream of things.
Yeah, John Rahm's still talking about it.
Oh, yeah, he's still.
Yeah, trying to visualize.
Yeah, exciting week.
Visualize. Okay.
Hang on. There's only 5 minutes
more. When I hit that third shot on the green.
That'd be great. And then the Masters.
Okay, we'll get back to him later on.
Dear Bob and Tom Show writes Ann.
Hello, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
We were just in St. Augustine, Florida. Oh. We live up north, but we were driving around, and we kept coming across a restaurant called The Commanders. Mm. Every time we passed it or ate there, all I could hear in my head was Chick McGee saying, "The Commanders."
Well, actually, Josh is the one who says,
"The Commanders."
Yeah. I'll tell you, yeah. Okay.
Listen to that, man.
You know, originally, Ponce de Leon, is that where the Fountain of Youth is? St. Augustine? Yep. Or is that
the St. Augustine. Ponce de Leon.
He flew there. That's right. Yeah, Ponce's pilot. And
Ponce's pilot.
By the way, I like to set a standard that low for today's show. That way, we can only go up.
Thank you.
Just to be clear, who flew De Leon's plane?
Ponce's pilot.
That's a little better. It's a good Easter joke, really.
Yeah.
Remember the Donald Duck version of that Ponce de Loon with Huey, Dewey, and Louie? God, I love that. So, in any event, Anne writes that she kept hearing the voice, "The Commanders." Then, driving to the airport from St. Augustine, we passed the sign that said "Deland."
Oh, yeah, you did.
My sister said out loud, "Don't say it! Don't say it!" But I had to say, "Okay. Oh, look, it's Deland. We must be near to sea."
We might be intruding into people's lives a little too much.
I think.
Thank you, Ann. I'm glad you had a good time in Florida. Yeah. Coming up, we have some crazy Florida news, of course.
Always.
It involves nudity, meth, or something.
Florida.
Meth. Naked meth?
At this point, we turn to the sports page. Anything of interest over there?
WNBA draft last night was Aliyah Boston is the number one pick of the Indiana Fever. It's the first time the Fever had the top choice in the draft, and they chose the South Carolina star. Of course, she's a Gamecock. Boston, a three-time Associated Press All-American, who was also the Player of the Year as a junior. The Fever had the worst record in the league last season, 5-31. Boston was one of four South Carolina players expected to be taken in the first two rounds of the draft.
I heard Dr. Jill Biden said, "How about you just draft everybody?" Draft everyone.
Everyone gets a trophy.
That's right. If you were a doctor, right, like a PhD, would you insist on being called doctor all the time?
It depends.
Wait a minute. Would Tom insist on being called doctor?
And he gave me a "it depends."
Yeah.
Everyone who believes that, stand on their head.
No, what he meant was it depends on who you're addressing right now. Me, the doctor?
I think he was going to say it depends on if he's in a room with actual medical doctors, because somehow whatever he's a doctor in is actually much more important than being a medical doctor.
No, I would not.
A doctor of philosophy.
And I went through this with somebody that insisted on being called doctor. Yeah, we had a couple in junior high school that, you know, well, if that's your title,
there's no reason to.
And I wouldn't, but. Because it gets confused with physicians in our culture.
But it's okay. The person worked hard to get a doctorate, right?
Yeah, but if you're on an airplane and you have a heart attack and they come over the PA, "Is there a doctor in the house?" And the guy rushes up there, "Chinese poetry." "Dr. Tom Griswold, Dr. what can I do to help you?" "Ah, this guy's seizing. Anything rhymes with Hong Kong."
Is he really here? How about I'm trying.
This is off to. I honest to God, I heard an interview with some woman, some young student who had majored in some incredibly obscure, like 12th century Chinese poetry.
Oh, I thought that was the expert.
And owed like $400,000 in student debt. It was pissed because the only job she could get would be the one from the teacher she just graduated from. So unless she dies, she can't get a gig. Really?
Yikes.
Should have thought of that $300,000 ago.
I'm going to need an honorary degree. How do we get that angle?
I'd like to have one, too. We all would. Let's all get one.
Hmm.
Degree in humor?
Usually it involves writing a check.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah, you got to like make like the Chick McGee Library.
Oh, there you go, Chick.
What if you do like the Chick McGee VR Center? Something. The Chick McGee Center for trampolines and Mountain Dew. What about that? That could be cool.
That might not be bad.
Right? You put it up somewhere?
You ever been on a trampoline, Tom? Go ahead.
Just over the weekend.
No kidding.
On one?
Your trampoline.
I feel
over
as
the
though lead has been buried.
I think so.
Went to Sky Zone.
Oh, okay.
You're up on the trampoline.
Well, they're not up. They're in the ground.
They're bouncing
the ground.
Up, bouncing up and down.
Sky Zone's the greatest.
Oh, and you jump around?
Sure. The girls.
Who are you, and what did you do to my dad?
You were watching that.
When I was a kid, if we were at a theme park, you'd be talking about the lawsuits that are given for the trampoline. Your friend Scott Edson, who died on a trampoline.
Oh, I see you have a trampoline in the backyard. Where are you going to put the ramp?
Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
You must have gotten a good deal on a casket.
These are the ones that are kind of built into the ground.
You can't fall off.
I don't do the flips or anything. You've got to be careful. I like the tightrope thing where you can hold onto the rope and go across.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And you fall into those big foam cubes.
Nancy?
Now, Pat's shaking his head. What do you have?
Tom's watching his daughters do it. He's not doing it. I've been there. Am I right?
Well, first of all, what I'm doing there is going deaf because they have the music is at 300 decibels.
Ridiculous.
Sounds like you're strapped to an airplane wing next to the engine. It's a blast, though.
It is.
You get involved. You do a little bit of jumping and stuff.
Not with my back. No, I'm watching Jimmy do it.
Have you tried to get him to turn down the music? Have you actually gone over there?
Excuse me.
He does that everywhere. Everywhere he goes, he asks him to turn the music down.
I've seen him do it at lunch.
Pardon me. Yeah. First off, nice hat. Second,
Father, could you get the nuns to sing lower?
Actually, at Willie's birthday dinner, I asked Sasha, our waiter, if he would please turn down the music.
Oh, really? And did he?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. I need the music turned down because I'm planning.
Ruined your birthday.
There was no music, and then at one point, Sally just goes, wow, quiet in here.
Tell I was with you at breakfast, and you told the woman to turn it down.
I'm going to give an address to the people that I'm eating
It's because
with.
You've worn headphones for 40 years at work, and then you leave work, and now you put in your Raycons all day long. You got to take the headphones off for at least 10 minutes.
I admit that I'm going deaf, but I just disoccurred. We had breakfast the other day, and I said, would you mind turning the music down?
You're very nice about it. They did.
Okay. And by the way, their biscuits are excellent.
Delicious.
Their iced tea should be illegal, but could we find the guys that invented the pump iced tea and have them executed publicly? It is the worst. Bottled tea and that crap they put out of the gun.
That stuff out of the gun rarely tastes.
It's awful. Yeah. Sorry. We got to get
I thought
priors.
You asked first before you got it.
Yeah, no, now I just get a tea bag and I make my own.
Oh.
I get it. Like, make hot tea.
Teabagging right there at the table.
Yep, they'll give you hot tea, and then you just switch around.
A costly and complex cleanup in resuscitating the River Seine. Just in time for the river to play a starring role in the 2024 Paris Olympics. Tom, are we going to Paris for the Olympics?
Well, I don't want to miss the breakdancing. Did the guys have to bring their own cardboard?
Will you let the breakdancing go? It's going to be a worldwide event, okay? Mm-hmm. Other than that, you focus on the negatives too much.
No, they're just trying to, couldn't they limit it to real sports?
They're going to have all the stuff.
What's next? Guitar playing?
The city and its region are rushing to make the Seine's murky waters swimmable.
How are they going to do that?
I was thinking they were going to do the canoeing or whatever the hell.
Oh, kayaking. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going to swim in it.
Rowing.
You know they build the kayak rapids for the kayak competition.
Yeah.
I wonder how they do that. It's a lot of water to control, right?
Mostly.
They have a big budget. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, damn. Well, this getting the Seine swimmable shouldn't be too hard to. In a warming world, it says here in this story, climate change, the renewed ability to take cooling dips in the river could help France's capital remain bearable during increasingly frequent heat waves. Oh, yeah.
Remember freaking heat waves?
Freaking heat waves. It's a freaking heat wave, Tom. Remember?
So they're going to let tourists bathe in the river?
That's, they're not only let them, they're going to encourage them.
Oh.
So this isn't for any particular event. This is for the tourists. I see.
Well, I think sculling is going to be in the same. They're going to have their coxswain out there.
Yes.
Stroke! Is that where they got the name coxswain? Because they're yelling stroke? Do,
yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
No.
Oh, it isn't. All right.
Really? Have you ever captained a skull or whatever?
No, my college roommate was on the crew team.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Was he and as my unbearable
niece,
as
my
he
niece
sounds?
Was on the crew team when she was in college.
Is she unbearable?
No, she's a physician. She's brilliant.
Does Willie, you know this woman?
Yeah, I know her, but I have another cousin that he rode crew at Cornell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Lottie frickin' God.
It's very, very difficult to do.
It's a lot of yelling at people.
Well, if you're the coxswain, there's a lot
of yelling. You should be a coxswain!
I have
telling people how to stroke.
I keep meaning to get. There's a tape of my niece at the at a famous regatta on board the boat, if you will, and the woman that is in charge is screaming. It would be heavily. It would be mostly beeps.
Whoa!
Politically incorrect and great.
Huh. You
well, that was you bitches, if anybody was wondering.
No.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.